I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the president's weekly conversation.
600,000 dead in America in about a year. That's more than every life lost in World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War, Iraq, Iran, across the board, Afghanistan. More lives lost in a year than every major war in the 20th century and the 21st century. And guess what, folks? There are many lives lost all around the world. We have an obligation in the United States of America to live up to who we are. We're the only nation formed based on an idea, not an ethnicity, not an ideology, not an idea. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal, et cetera. Yes. Well, here's the deal. There are over 100 countries in the world that have no capacity to help themselves right now. None. And that's why I got somewhat criticized, but that's why I've worked so darn hard. After being able to nail down, in the first 100 days, over 60 million doses of vaccine for Americans. I went to Europe to meet what they call the G7, and then with NATO, and then with the EU. And I promised that the United States, the remainder of this year and the first half of next year, is going to provide 1 billion doses to the rest of the world. A half a billion of those will be done between now and January and the first half of next year. Point being, the rest of the world is in trouble as well. We have to look out for one another. We really do. Look at the progress we made so far. Today, 66% of all American adults have gotten at least one shot. That includes 87% of all seniors of all colors. 75% of adults ages 40 and up have gotten a shot, and 70% of those age 30 and up. Nationwide, we're seeing the lowest number of daily cases and deaths since the first day of the pandemic. And we've built equity into the heart of the vaccination program. I put together a vaccination team headed by a really bright guy. We put together a group of 23 doctors. And what they did was, we had one doc who does nothing but deal with equity, access for people. There's a reason why it's been harder to get African Americans initially to get vaccinated, because they used to being experimented on, the Tuskegee Airmen and others. People have memories. People have long memories. It's awful hard as well to get Latinx vaccinated as well. Why? They're worried that they'll be vaccinated and deported. So look, 73% of the shots administered at community health centers through the federal program we have, and more than 58% of the shots administered in federally run vaccination sites, have gone to people of color. It makes a gigantic difference. And across the nation, people of color have accounted for more than half of all the vaccinations in the last month. The more we close the racial gap in vaccination rates, the more lives we can save. That's why I've called for spending billions of dollars at NIH focusing on new ways to deal with obesity, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and cancer. Focus just on those diseases. Money that private drug companies don't have the money to invest in or the inclination to. Because guess what? In most Black communities across America, Hispanic communities, how many stores have fresh vegetables? How many stores have — I go down the list. It matters. The health condition a person enters this fight over makes a big difference as to what, in fact, is going to be able to be done. For all the progress we made as a country, hospitalizations and deaths are down drastically in places where people are getting vaccinated. The data couldn't be clearer. If you're vaccinated, you're safe. You are still at risk of getting seriously ill or dying if you, in fact, have not been vaccinated. That's just a fact. And this new dangerous variant continues to emerge. It's now the most common variant in America and here. And unvaccinated people are incredibly vulnerable. This is a serious concern with what experts call the Delta variant. It is not only, according to the CDC, between 10 and 20% of all cases in the last 2 weeks have been the Delta variant. Dr. Fauci has made it clear, he and my wife have been traveling the country to make this case, that it's more easily transmittable, this Delta variant, potentially deadlier, and especially dangerous for young people, for young people. He says it's the greatest threat to our fight to beat COVID-19. But the good news is we have a solution. The science is clear. The best way to protect yourself against the virus and its variants is to be fully vaccinated. It works. It's free. It's safe. It's easy. It's convenient. Over 150 million Americans have gotten fully vaccinated, and they're safe and protected now, including against the Delta variant. They're getting back to living their lives and spending time with their loved ones. I call for June to be the month of action to get folks vaccinated so we can all enjoy a 4th of July with our independence from the virus. If you've gotten your first shot, make sure you get your second one to be fully protected. It's a big deal. And if you're not vaccinated, don't put it off any longer. Just do it. Just do it. And it's never been easier. Never been easier to do it.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.